Rabbi Shimon. Some more says, Amri, I'll tell you like this, that no, that still is not Maratza, because Dilma maybe mitzu de boser hazor, who maybe what you're doing now on this chate soif is you're making a mitzu after the hazor in the chnami. By a chate soif, after you make the mlika, you take the goof and you make hazor, you like spritch it on the mizbeach. But after that, then you take the goof itself and you press it against the mizbeach. You do make a mitzu after the hazor by a chate soif. The Yamamah we learned before, mitzu domo, b'chomokim b'mizbeach sheira, that any place you make the mitzu on the mizbeach, even l'malo from the chutasikra, still is ksheira. In other words, true, by yechatisayif, the first part, the hazor, is supposed to be done on l'mato, on the bottom part of the chutasikra. But if you made the hazor, then they're supposed to make a mitzu. Then the leftover down, they press it against the mizbeach. That could be done any place, even l'malo. Therefore, if you're holding with the oilas oif, and you're l'malo, and you have a mind now b'shas to meet you to do it l'shem mechatis oif, it's like a machshav that's a psul, it's a machshav at least will make it by olu l'bayl l'mishum chayva, because it could be it's really a chatis oif right now. Ah, you're making a mitzvah l'malo, but that's the loch of a chatis oif after you made the hazor from the goof towards the mizbeach. Now you take the goof and you press it against the mizbeach, that mitzvah is even kosher l'malo. Therefore it's possible to think it's the chatis oif. Therefore, the machshav with tassel. It's not called like the Maiseni Keres, according to Rabbi Shimon. The other Gemara says, still, but chate so'if, still without now, not gimel, holy now. Marcel still says, chate so'if, she'iz a domo lomato, l'shem ole so'if, let's say a crane is holding by a chate so'if, and he's making now the hazol domo lomato. If he made the malika, he's holding the goof of the oif, and he's like spritzing the dam towards the mizbeach. And let's say then he has the mind to do it, l'shem oilas oif. He has the mind to do this now, l'shem oilas oif. So where the kasher is, tirtze, in such a case, the oif should be kosher 100%, it should be maratze. Here's the chatis oif. Why? The maiseh moichichin oleh, the chatis oifi. It's clearly nicker that what type of a carbon they're bringing here, a chatis oif, and not an oilas oif. Because the Ola Seif, if this would be an Ola Seifi, Lamala Hevi Yavid Lei, or Mitzah Hevi Yavid Lei, two problems. First of all, it would have been done Lamala on the top part of the Chutasikram, and then also it would have been done a Mitzui. He would have been pressing it against the Mizbeach, not spritzing it. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, that's his question again, that Lechura, if you have a Chatis Seif, if you're making that zoyz domo lamato, l'shem and ola saif, the chur should be tirtza. Because my son machichin alem, that's a chatis saif. Because the mice you're doing it lamato, and also you're making a hazor, not a mitzui. So here the chur should be marat, so according to Rabbi Shimon, Smer says true, hokinam is taka true. That by this chatis saif will be maratza. And the lefi shein hamenoches daimis lezvochim komar lezvochim lo leifos. Means this seirich namely by menoches taka we have this test according to Rabbi Shimon that the machshava is not possible because it's minkura the machshava is tzula who adim leifos also by this chater seif. If you're making that zoyis adom lematom, then you have a mind to do it l'shem or in the seif, it would not pass him, it would be maratzer. Because Nika clearly, it's my son Mechichon aware that it's not, it's the Machshav Apsula. So that's the way Rabbah learns Pshat in the Shimon, that when the Machshav is Nikeris and Echnami, then it does not passel, and it's even Maratza. Now the Gemara says, Kodshe Kodashim, Sheshtochtem Vatsofen, L'shem Kodshim Kalim Lirtzu. According to Rabbah, if you have a Kodshe Kodashim, let's say you have a Korban Ayla, a Korban Chatis, that the shechit is supposed to be done on Tzofen side. And the shash you're doing it then, you have in mind, l'shem kachem kalim, you have in mind that you bring in this chatis, l'shem ishlamim, or this oilu l'shem ishlamim, l'itzu. According to Rabbi Shimon, it should be kosher. Why? Ma'aseh mechichon aleihem, to kachem kadoshim ninu. The mice is nickel clearly, that it's only a kachem, that's a kachem kadoshim. It's not a kachem kalim. Because the kachem kalim would have been kachem kalim, then bedorim heavy yavudlu. Then where's the place to make the shechit on the kachem kalim like a shlamin? On the door on the south side of the Azorah, not on the north side. So here that you made the shechit on the north side, of course, nikka clearly that it is a kachik kadoshim. So it's machshava shenat pasul according to Rabbi Shimon. So Mara says no. Ei madiyama rachmona af bedorim. When did the Torah say the kachik kalim, like a shlama mo bechor, the shechita could be done on the south side? It just means to say af bedorim. It could also be done on the dorim. But the Dorim v'le b'tzof in the Yomar, but does it say that it has to be on the south side and not on the north side? It's not true. If you want, you'll have to bring it on the north side also. So if even though you're shechting this korban oil now on the north side, but if you have in mind the shame of korban shtonim, it will take a naked to avila olu l'bayl mishum chayva, because it's not nikur whether this shechita is an oil or a chattis. It's not we learned. Shechitos v'mechomo can be azara. But any place in the Azara, it's kosher the shechita for kosher kalim. So therefore, even on the north side also it's kosher. Therefore, it's good, but it would be a machshava psula. Now the Gemara is still. But what's going to be the case of kosher kalim sheshochtem bedorum l'shem kosher gedoshim? Let's say you have a korban shlamim that you make the shechita on the south side of the Azara. So that's a mokum only for kosher kalim and not for kosher gedoshim. And when you make a neshchita of this shlamim, you have in mind l'shem kachik adoshim. Is l'itzu, according to Rav Shimon, it should even be onul l'shem bailam, l'shem chayim, l'shem bailam. Why? Because ma'isayim mechichin aleim. The ma'isayim mechich over here, the kachim kalim ninu. That this carbon is a kachim kalim. Why? Because the kachik adoshim, the tzof in every ovenu. How could you have a machshava to say the shlamim should be done now l'shem in oila? If it was an oila, the shechita would have been done b'dafka on the north side of the Azara. Now that it's done on the south side of the Azara, the chur that's nikka, we could tell clearly it's not an oila, but rather shlamim. So I'm not telling this to my answer. No, that kachik kadoshim ninu, that maybe really it is a kachik kadoshim. Or nevar hu di ovar v'shachod l'bedarim. Could be just l'maisa, the crane's making a mistake. In other words, true, you have a korban shlamim now, and you're doing amadorim, but you have in mind l'shem and oila. That's not nika, clearly that's not an oila. It could be really, maybe, you could think it is a korban oila. Aye, how come you're doing the shechit on the dorim side? You're making a mistake. But it's not nika, clearly, that the korban is not a korban oila. Therefore, the machshav is not nikeris, therefore it would pass l'korban to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara Yochi, if so, machabas l'shem macheshes nami. If you have a minchas machabas, again, that's in a frying pan, and you have a mind that you want to bring in a deep pan, a macheshes, is hi the kokomitz law the macheshes. I what? That maybe really the shasta kmitz is doing it really l'shem macheshes, and hi the macheshes not like maybe really the person made a neder to bring this mincha in a deep pan. That's where he's supposed to bring it. We see him right now bringing it in a machavas in a frying pan. So I answer maybe like this. The Haidi Maisla b'machavas, that's what he's bringing it right now in a frying pan, the macheshesi. Maybe really it's the minchas macheshes. Maybe really that was the neder. The neder wants to bring a macheshes. Just the never who the ovar, the yaisir of the machavas. Maybe just the crane's making a mistake right now. And instead of bringing it in a deep pan, he's bringing it in a frying pan. Therefore, l'chur, if you have this mincha that's being brought in a frying pan, and you have in mind now b'shas k'mitzah that it should be done in a deep pan, maybe that machshava should pass l'chur to Rabbi Shimon, because it's not really nikur that it's not a macheshes. Maybe really this mincha is a minchas macheshes, and it should be done in a deep pan. So as the mind said, the crane made a mistake and now brought it in a frying pan. The same way you say the svar by this kachri kadoshim. Even though the mice of the shechit is being done at Dorim, you can still make a mistake and think maybe it's really korban oila. What is it doing at Dorim? So the kohen made a mistake. So maybe he will so. Really it's a minchas macheshes. What is it doing in a machavas? The kohen maybe made a mistake. So if so, this machshava should pass the kohen to Rabbi Shimon. The Torah says no. Hosom kinami b'macheshes noda by the mincha. Even if it was really true that this person made a neder to bring the mincha and the macheshes in a deep pan, but still, he might still love a machvas. Now that the kohen brings this mincha in a frying pan, the locher is machvas heavy. And Nuchas Menachas will see later on that the mice of this mincha becomes into a mincha's machvas. That's what it is. It's like another mincha's macheshes. So if we hear the mice says, machicha leho. Kid, it's not like we learned the Gemara later last, that a Omer, somebody says, Horei Olai B'machabas, I want to bring a mincha in a machabas. I want to bring in a frying pan. But maybe the macheshes at the end it came out that the kohen brought it in a deep pan was the opposite way. The macheshes, the Yisrael says he wants to make a mincha, but not to bring a macheshes in a deep pan. But by mistake, the heavy the machabas, they brought the mincha in a frying pan. Alachris masha heavy heavy. The mincha that you brought is a kosher mincha. But you should know, for you day nidra la yotza, for you not yotza neder. In other words, this is not really a minchas macheshes. Since lamaisa now you put it into machabas, it changes into a minchas machabas. So true, it's a kosher minchas machabas, but you're not mekayim your neder. Your neder was to bring a macheshes. Here this mincha changes over, it goes both to the kli that you bring it in now. And now it became a machabas, not a macheshes. So therefore, by this mincha, now that lamaisi you bring in the machabas, if you have a mind to do with the macheshes, that machshava means nothing. It's nika clearly that it's not a macheshes, but rather it's a machabas. Because we go after the clear that it's in right now. So Moses says, no, but duma maybe, omazul hovi the machabas, for hovi the macheshes. Like maybe this case is a little bit different. Maybe here the case that he said, omazul hovi the machabas, said he was going to bring it in a machabas, and maybe the macheshes. In this case, because it's not like we'll learn the Gemara later that will say, Zul lehavi b'mach, but you say you want this mincha, you say the Lashon Zul lehavi, it should be brought in a frying pan, and then by mistake, maybe the macheshes is brought in a macheshes, but that's the opposite way. You say the macheshes, Zul lehavi, it should be brought in a macheshes in a deep pan, maybe the machbas, and you bring it in a frying pan, haray zu psula, see the life through this puzzle. So this is a machshava that would puzzle. So kids, if you see it's psula, the mice you see, the mincha does not change over, but rather it's supposed to be a macheshes, and now that you bring it in a machavat, the mice is psula. So back to the kash, you're going to come to Rabbi Shimon, so here also, maybe it's called a machshava, that's not nikeros. So Mora says no, le rabbonin hochinam enachnam, it is only going according to rabbonin shittam, that they hold this mincha is psula. But le Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon shittam, like we're going now according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds Kivan the Yomer Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi Shimon says over there, Afyeh de Nidra Yotza, that you are Yotzi and Neder, that even though you made a Neder to bring a Macheshes, even if you said Lashon of Zu Lahavi B'machavas, and you brought it in a Macheshes, he holds Yotzi de Nidra. Alma, what do we see according to Rabbi Shimon? That you said Demona V'loi Klomo, that even though you meant to bring in a one kli, that means nothing. Lamais, it depends upon which kli right now it's in. For loishno mazuv, loishno omar olai, it doesn't make a difference. Whichever way he says, according to Rabbi Shimon, you mekayim your neder. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though you made a neder to bring in the macheshes, and later you bring in the machabas, you mekayim your neder. So Lamais, you see, you go bosa where it is in right now, that's the mincha it is. If it's in a machabas right now, and you have in mind to do it l'shem ha-macheshes, that's called a machshava that's nikeres, that it's sheker, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it is not possible. So Mara says, if so, ema meyat, if so, oy lo korban oy lo, sheshokhto l'shem chatis tirtzom, if the kohen made a shchita, or rather made a shchita l'shem chatis, it should be meratze. Why? Tehai zochav ayin kevam. Stam, an oy lo is a zochav. Stam, an chatis is nekevam. So when you made this oil l'shem chatis, it's nika clearly that it's that shekem. So one says no. Kivan yikas soyu nosi the zochru. There is a chatis that the nosi, the melech brings, which is a zochru. La yidia, therefore not sure. So if you shechta this zochru, this oil l'shem chatis, the reason why it's in a maratza is maybe you meant the chatis nosi. What's going to be though? Omar l'shem chatis yochid Mike lemeima. Let's say the shekhet says clearly, he's shechting right now a korban oila, and he has the mind to do with l'shem mechatis yochid, if so it should be meratzah. And v'su, chatis yochid sheshochto l'shem oila, tirza. If you have a chatis yochid, which has to be in a keva, if the person made the shechita l'shem an oila, which an oila usually is a zachor, tirza should also be a zachor. The chatis nekeva be a zachor. So the chura, it should be nikar that the machshav is tzula. So she not pass according to Rabbi Shimon, and we don't hear this. Rabbi Shimon before only says by Menach, not by Zvachim. Masha by Zvachim all over, it is a machshava that at least makes it ain't a maratza. The question is why? The grav machshav is by a kabonis, also that's nikar, that's a sheker. Smurus says no. I tell you, michse bialya, I'll tell you the pshat is you can't tell whether it's zohar and a keva. It's covered up with its tail. The tail of the animal covers it up, you can't tell what it is. See if it's not nikar the machshava. Smurus says, hotayna checha the yaiti kivsa. If you bring a lamb has a tail, there it covers up the mukham that you can tell whether it's zohar and a keva, so it's covered up that you can't tell. But I see Seiro, the Michael and Memo, so they bring a goat. By a goat, you can't tell the difference between a Zohar, you could tell the difference between a Zohar and the Keva. A Seiro goat doesn't have a tail, therefore the Chutz Nika. So if you bring a Chatis Yochid, L'Shem and Ela, it should be Maratza, should be Kosher. So much error with the smallest like this better. Ela, I'll tell you, Dein Zchorim and the Kevis, Labad Atayim the Inchi. People don't think about this. That's true, if they really look carefully, they could tell. But the man, you don't look at it. An animal looks alike to you. So therefore, if you're making a shchita on a chatas yochid, which isn't a keva, and you have in mind to do in the Shemun Elo, that machshav is not nikar, that's a sheker. Because people are not abated, they don't think about it, whether it's a zohar and a keva. So therefore, the machshav passes. Now the Gemara still asks though, what's going to be a pesach? Sheshachotu l'shem oshom lirtzu. You have a korban pesach. That you shecht l'shem a korban oshem, it should be maratza according to Rabbi Shimon. Tahai ben shono, v'hai ben shtayim. A pesach has to be only 1 year old or less, and a oshem has to be at least 2 years old. Said so, it's nikur that it's a machshav psula. Smur says no. Kivun diika oshem noziv yoshem mitzayro lepsikalei. These oshamas also come 1 year old. So therefore, it's not nikur that it's a machshav psula. It could be this one-year-old korban is really an oshem. It's an oshem mitzvah, an oshem nazir. Therefore, the machshava passes. What's going to be though? Let's say the sheikh says clearly he's shechting right now a korban pesach, and he says clearly I want to do it l'shem oshem gzelus l'shem oshem milos ma'ikel neima. The chul there's nikkah that's a sheker because the pesach is only going to be 1 year old. Now you're doing l'shem a korban that has to be 2 years old. So it's nikkah clearly that's a sheker. And also, what's going to be if you're shechting an Oshem Gezelus v'Yoshem Ilus? You're shechting this korban Oshem, which is 2 years old now, and you have in mind v'shashchita sheshachtem l'shem Pesach. You have in mind to do with the Shem korban Pesach. If l'chur l'itzu, it should also be kosher emaratza. Why? Because it's nika clearly that it's not a machshava. That's a machshava sheker. The Pesach ben shana, v'hani ben shtei shanim. So the answer for these questions are, Ella, what you have to say is, I tell you, ben shono, le ben shte shonim, lava that time the inshi also, people cannot tell so much the difference between a 1 year old and a 2 year old. Why? Yikud ben shono, domestic ben shtayim. Sometimes you have a big animal, it's only 1 year old, but it looks like 2 years old. And the opposite way also. Sometimes, yikud ben shtayim, there's an animal that's 2 year old, the domestic ben shono looks like 1 year old. So therefore, it's also not nikkah clearly that the machshava is a machshava psula. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, this machshava would pass him. The Moreh asked him, what's going to be though? Soyer sheshochtu l'shem osham lirtzu. You bring in a soyer, and you're making a shchita l'shem an osham. A soyer is a goat. Let's see, you have a chatis. You bring in a soyer, and you shecht it now l'shem a korban osham. Now, a korban osham, Rashi says, ain't a b'lo menakvasim. Only comes from sheep or from lambs. And so it's nika clearly that's a machshava psula. Why the high tzemer, the lambs have wool on it. Why seyer, and a goat has hair, not wool. So you can tell the difference clearly. So who that machshava should not passel. So Mar says, yes, still. Amri, I'll tell you, dichra uchmuhu. Maybe it's only a black one. And like Rashi says, because most serum are black. So people think right now also, the tail is like a dichra, it's like a black one, it's like a black sheep, so you can't tell the difference. Rashi says, most time takawat, the ayol is black, so it could be if they're black, you can't tell the difference. So kids say, you can't tell the difference. Therefore, the machshava passes according to Rabbi Shimon. Marastul says, what's going to be though, egol upar, let's say you take a calf, or a par, sheshochtom l'shem pesach, you take and you make a shchit l'shem korban pesach. The Chur here, the Chur, it's Nick clearly, that's not a Korban Pesach. A Pesach can't be from an eagle or a power. Take a Chatis, which is an eagle or a power. Also, if you're going power, cutting Mashiach, Shashach, Lashem Pesach, Vyosham, Shem Boy Melo Menat Sayin Lirtsu. The here clearly is different. a pal is not a tzoin, is not sheep, like an ox is not a sheep. So if you take this ox, this chattis, and you shecht it now, the shein of Pesach of Yoshim, which comes only from lambs, is lit, so it should be kosher. The yegel of pal, the Pesach of Yoshim, leko. You can't bring korban Pesach or korban Yoshim from an egel or a pal. So according to the Shimon, this machshava is nikur, that it's a shekel, so machshava should not passel, the way Rabbi learns from the Shimon. So Moshe says, Eino Chanam is taken true that way. Then these two cases, the Shimon would agree, the machshava does not pass.